WILO party line. And Cindy and I talking behind the scenes about
really
things.
Get you in trouble, aren't I?
Yeah. Let me put it this way before we mention the sponsors for the WILO party line.
No.
Okay, that should is probably, well, scratch that. Okay, there you go. Someday people are going to come up to me at the volunteer fair or the senior fair and say, what was it you blanked out the audio for? And I'll have to lie and say, you know, porn. which isn't true. The truth is actually a lot quieter. WILO Party Line presented by CarrollCountyDailyNews.com, BoonCountyDailyNews.com, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Also, TC Trailers, Encompass Credit Union, Marchand's Window Tending in Antioch, Vierks Fine Jewelry in Lafayette, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, and Ivy Tech Community College, as well as our Big Deals page. We love BigDeals.com. Standing by on the phone, we have Jason Forsyth this morning. Very good to have you, as always, sir.
Good morning, Cindy. Good morning, Todd.
How are you today?
I'm doing well.
Merry Christmas.
Well. You as well.
Are you ready for the holidays?
I'm getting close. Got a few things left to purchase for a few people, but we're getting close. So, and this might be the earliest ever. So,
oh well, congratulations to you. You're going to make the family happy this year. You're not going out on Christmas Eve.
That's right.
So you don't do like me, Jason, and start shopping on December 26th, like for the next year.
I do not. I steer clear of the stores as much as possible, to be honest with you. And the late night trip to Walmart on Christmas Eve might happen, but it's usually late night, so it's not crazy like it is most days. So around this time period,
other than that,
I try to steer clear.
I will say that I revealed to Cindy recently that there are presents that I have held for my wife for a year and a half, hidden them away.
There you go.
That's a trick. That's a real trick.
I was going to say, yeah, that's good thinking, and that's definitely probably not very easy to do.
That's when you have to say something like, you know, if your wife says, oh, I'm going to go clean the front office, I'm like, no, you're not!
Yeah, I have hidden some things and forgotten about them as well, and then
that's
found them for the following Christmas. I'm like, oh, there's that item, so right. They got an extra gift. That's exactly right. So Jason Forsyth is with us. He is the street superintendent in Frankfort, and I know that you've had a busy year. It seems like every year is busy for you with as much traffic and things that's happening. So tell us what's going on right now. How are things going?
Things are going pretty well. We are obviously gearing up for wintertime, and things are going well there. We've had a couple trucks we've had to work on, but we've got all the salt beds and things in our plows and waiting on a 2-ton truck. I mentioned last show we ordered a 2-ton truck back in January and actually ended up having to reorder a 2024 versus a 2023 because, as I'm sure others have told you, it's difficult getting vehicles, certain types of vehicles right now. But as far as gearing up for winter, we just finished leaf season, so we're getting those all serviced and put back away for the year and looking towards, whenever we have our first snowfall and things like that. I got our salt ordered here a while back, and that'll be delivered sometime after the first year. We ordered 300 ton of salt, and we went through Morton Salt this year, which is the state QPA bid that we use through through NDOT. So that's all ready to go, and we'll just be waiting for them to call us and let us know when they're going to deliver that. That's mainly what we've been doing as far as the department goes, just gearing up for those next seasons.
Would you be mad if it stayed 50 degrees through the season?
I would take a day like today for the rest of the year.
I figured you might, and I don't blame you.
Probably 3 months of next year. So,
yes, we've been so lucky already this season.
We've been really blessed for the most part for the last couple of years when it comes to winter. From what I remember prior to me coming on in 15 at the street department, I mean, we had some pretty bad winters in that time period, but we've been pretty blessed, I think, for what we've had to go through. So, but we want to be prepared for the worst, obviously, and I think we'll be ready to go.
Are you able to talk about how much that truck cost? And here's where I'm coming from. I sat by Jamie Blacker, actually, at our Christmas party, and we were talking about the price of a new fire truck and what those costs right now and how shocking it is. Are you able to talk about the price on that new truck you guys were able to get?
It's already been approved and everything. So, but the 2-ton truck we have is the big orange trucks. I don't know if you've seen those in town or not, but That's the type of truck this is. It's called an F700 or F750. Sorry, but it's about 140 to 150 thousand. Obviously, nowhere near what a fire truck costs. But yeah, we got a couple older ones, and it was time to get one. And it's the engine. It's the issue of getting the 2023. They told me finally. Said, well, we're not going to probably be able to get to 2023. Maybe we need to look at a 2024. And then, you know, I went to the council and talked to them and the mayor about, you know, obviously there's going to be a small cost difference. So we had to move around some money a little bit here right at the end of the year to be able to do that. But the mayor is always really good with us and that, and Carol Bartley at the clerk treasurer's office. But yeah, between 140 and 150,000.
Certainly not cheap, are they?
No.
Wow. Yeah,
we did get a one ton ordered last year that we got sometime, I think it was around September. That's usually about 65,000-70,000. And that's with the dump bed and everything added to it. But so we did get that, which was a great thing, because we're really good shape with our one tons. If we can get this two ton in early 2024, that'll help us a lot.
Sure. I know you guys are always working on grants and things, and I know the Community Crossing Grant. Is that still coming up yet?
Yeah, that actually I sit down with Mayor and the Board of Works and a few of my council mining committee a couple weeks ago, and we looked at bring up 20 to 25 different sections of roadway in town, and then we kind of I go and get estimated cost for those individual projects, and then we narrow it down to the amount of money that we have to spend, and then we take those and plug them into the grant in January. They have two calls, and they have a January call and a June call. We are going after the January call again this year, which will be January 1st through January 31st. And it has to be turned in, and then you wait to hear back on how things go. Usually a couple months to hear back, but yeah, we'll be going after the city, and the council was good in appropriating $325,000 through that. So we'll take that $325,000 and try to match it 50-50 to have $650,000 to do some paving in town again this year. So that's what we're going after. But yeah, it starts in early January. I'm out of one grant and right into getting ready to start another one, and we're always excited to have the opportunity to be able to get after that money.
What's the first project you have on that list? I know you have to do it by how much money you have, but what are you looking at first?
We have, trying to think probably what would be, we've actually done this year, there's a lot of, I guess, what you would call minor arterial, or they're smaller sections with maybe not as heavily traveled. We're going to try to finish up West Clinton Street. We done a little bit of it last year, so that'll be something close to downtown. We're looking at a possibility of Coin Lane, a section of Harbor Terrace from Eastwood over to Williams Road, Magnolia on the west end, Magnolia from Barner to basically State Road 39 or Rossville Avenue. Some of them are larger than others. Obviously, you just got to do what you can do. We look at our pager ratings and we try to look at pager rating versus how much is traveled versus sometimes how long it's been. We try to catch every section of town as well, as you could probably hear when I was talking to you about some of those in the southeast, some are in the northwest, northeast. We're looking at Burlington Avenue next to Milky Way that basically goes down from Washington Avenue down to Green. We did that section down across along the park a few years back, but that section that goes down to Green from Washington Avenue by the Milky Way is another section that needs it. So yeah, just a lot of different things that come to mind, and it's nice to have everyone and several people at the table talking about different projects. And even though you're the street superintendent and you travel the roads a lot every day, you don't always see or remember things until, oh yeah, okay, thanks, I'll put that down. And
sure,
and there's nothing against getting an estimate for whatever you can,
right?
And then if you have to dwindle it down to like last year we did, I think, six or seven projects, but they were huge stretches of roadway, which cut down on the amount of projects we do. Or do we do more projects? like we're looking at Ricker Drive off of, that's in a different section of town. We're looking at Ricker Drive off of Alhambra. Also Fisher Street off Alhambra. We've done a lot down in that area, and that would, if we did those two streets, we could get a lot done. Pretty much a lot of that area would be pretty well in pretty good shape, actually. And then we looked at Alhambra from Ricker out. We go all the way out to the county line, out Alhambra there going south. So that's still probably going to need to be done, and that's a good long stretch too. So, but yeah, we, you know, we try to take into consideration some calls about, you know, hey, you know, could you look at this? And we always take a look at that, and then we, you know, sit down and try to meander our way through coming down to, you know, what adds up to $650,000. So,
I'm curious. Someone asked me about leaf collection the other day. I don't live in town, and I said I don't know. I guess I just assumed leaf collection was done. Is leaf collection done for the year?
Leaf collection is done. I think we may end up sending out a truck tomorrow to try and just wrap up a few things. And then what I normally have the guys do, Cindy, is when we're out doing brush, if they come across the pile that, you know, maybe we missed or was put out later, I have them get it just like they would a brush pile, because it all goes to the same place, basically. So I try to have them look for those piles and try to help people out that didn't quite get them out quick enough, or that maybe we missed, or cars were in front of. We run into that quite a bit.
Sure.
So, but we'll continue to do that, you know, obviously through the rest of the year and things like that. And, but yeah, as a, you have to put a stop to it at some point in time. You know, you can't run those machines all the time and all year long, and then you're going from, you know, one side of town to another side of town. And so I try to put up a date that says, hey, we're gonna pick up till here, try to have them out, and then, like I said, we'll probably send one out tomorrow. It's supposed to be a nice day tomorrow, so we'll probably send one out tomorrow, and then, like I said, try to hit them with the brush piles as we move forward.
Sure, sure. I was hoping to get an update on the recycling as well.
Mm-hmm. Recycling is going pretty well. What I kind of wanted to stress today, and I'm glad you asked about recycling, is I received a message from Troy Warner, which is obviously where we take our recycle every day. And I really need the community to start really focusing on when it's recycle day, put your recycle out, not your trash.
Mm-hmm.
Don't mix your trash with your recycle. Troy is getting a lot of trash in recycle. And my guys, I mean, we can't, I mean, if you pick up a bag and it's really heavy, more than likely it's not recycle. The guys will normally leave it.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, there's a difference in weight of the bags and things like that. But, you know, we can't be expected from owners to be able to, you know, gauge what's inside that bag. You know, we can't cut it open. We can't do that. So we are seeing more trash mixed in with the recycle.
And, do you think that's because people think that some things are recyclable that are not, or do you think people are just getting lazy?
Well, I think it's a situation sometimes where it might be laziness, and it might be that people just don't care.
Right.
And you know, if they got an opportunity to go over and see what, you know, my guys don't go through it, you know, anymore, because everything that's brought out there, you know, we keep an eye on. But to watch some of these gals and guys at Warner's stand up there on that conveyor and have to sift through people's trash, you know, you see a conveyor and the picture, the video I got from Troy is, you know, trash rolling off a conveyor into a dumpster, and all that does is go to the landfill where we don't want it to go, and it costs Troy more money. So, you know, we really need to start focusing on making sure that what we're putting out on Wednesdays is recycle. There's no trash in it, because once you put trash inside it, it's worthless. It's worthless. It's going to the dump.
Well, I would think the day after Christmas is one of the biggest days for collecting things that are recyclable. So, I mean, I just want to clarify here. We can recycle plastic, cardboard.
Yes.
What about
yes.
styrofoam? That's always one I hear questions about.
Styrofoam is not really recommended. I think there's certain types of styrofoam, and I wish I had Jerry or Mark with me now to kind of talk about that kind of thing. But we don't recommend styrofoam. But I do think there's a commodity for it. Styrofoam's a difficult one because it comes in different fashions. The white styrofoam I've seen at our shop, and our guys are recycling it. But, you know, I'm not sure, you know, that's a tough one.
And wrapping paper. We always hear, is wrapping paper yes or is wrapping paper no?
I would put wrapping paper in the trash.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I do think a lot of people think that Christmas wrapping paper is recyclable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so.
it's not recyclable.
Okay.
Like I said, you know, what we see more of, you know, between Thanksgiving and Christmas and around the holidays is a lot of cardboard, you know, your big TV boxes and things like that. And you know, to be honest with you, that is a major commodity. Cardboard is the biggest thing. If you don't recycle anything else, we'd love to see you recycle every bit of cardboard that you have. You know, I've pushed it in the schools and things like that and talked to kids about recycling all the time. And I really push cardboard and you know, certain types of glass. But those that has to be brought to my facility. That can't be put. And that's another thing. He's getting some glass, which I put out years ago that we do not accept glass in the recycle on Wednesdays. You can bring it to my shop, and we can recycle it out there, but you can't recycle it inside. And once you put glass mixed in with a bunch of recycle, it has to be thrown away.
Oh, and so, then what about colored glasses? Some places I take my recycling to, and they'll say no green or brown, for example. So what about...
I take colored glass at the shop, and I have different tubs for different types of glass. So when you go to my shop and you do the glass, it's labeled. Everything out there is labeled as to what we take and what each individual bin is for. So, you know, and Jerry Leonard, our recycle guy, one of the recycle guys, done a really good job. We had these colored paint, colored signs made that sit above these tubs, and it tells you exactly where to put each individual type of glass, cardboard, paper, plastic, that type of thing. So it's very well organized back there, letting people know where they need to put things. But where we're having a problem with right now, and just recently, I got this video from Troy probably less than a week ago, is people putting trash in recycle. And I'll tell you what happens, Cindy, is when we get over to Warner's, my truck's back up, they open up, they dump right on a concrete slab. Troy takes all of that material, pushes it in with a skid steer into his room, into his large area, and then it's loaded on a conveyor and sorted. Each individual thing is sorted into by hand into different things inside the facility. So you know, it can be a mess for them. It's very probably unsafe. Back when Troy had his fire over on Geiger Street, I had two or three of his employees that come and work with us so we could keep them employed. So it helped Troy and things like that. And they're incredible at what they do. Very quick, very fast. They know what's good, what's bad, and things like that. But it does put them in harm's way if you get glass mixed in with things, because they are sorting these things by hand. So, you know, I want to do what I can to help Troy out, but at the same time, it's hard for us on the street side to lift a bag up. And like I said, it's tremendously heavy. You know, and there's not a lot of cardboard in it. More than likely, it's probably trash. So I tell the guys to leave it. But
sure,
you can't bust every bag open. So we just need the citizens' help to when you put it out on Wednesdays, you know, don't put your Thursday trash out with your Wednesday recycle. You know, wait to put Thursday's trash out on Thursday and keep your recycle out there so we're not trying to decipher what's what.
Sure. So. We're speaking with Street Superintendent Jason Forsyth. Again, if you have questions, you can call in 765-659-3338. And as we're getting closer to the end of the year here, what are you looking forward to for 2024? What are some things that you guys are looking ahead to?
Well, obviously community crossings. I'm looking, you know, obviously we're getting ready to roll out annexation soon, so we'll be really working hard to see what our department needs. Are rolling into annexation to bring that either up early or into the budget season. So that's something I'm looking ahead at. I just did a couple weeks ago finish up along with the help of Kimberly Black and the mayor, and we are trying to go after a $6.8 million grant from Mass Road from Haven Avenue out to Kelly Road, which would finish up Mass Road and be a complete street from Washington Avenue all the way to Kelly Road. So excited to see how that goes. We'll be interviewing with NDOT in a month or so, and then we'll have to wait to hear from that. So that's exciting. Obviously not something that's going to be completed. It would probably be 2026, 2020, 2027-ish that when that's completed, but we can start working on right away and utility relocation, things like that. So that's something I'll be looking at. And, you know, as far as the department goes, you know, we're going to have to add some staff, you know, with all the new homes we'll be looking at in Jefferson, and hopefully we'll start to see some new builds come out on 28 that we'll work with. And then we're looking at Meadowbrook Phase 2, which is 130 new homes over the next several years. So that'll be something that we'll have to keep a close eye on. And, you know, we're going to need new staff for, and obviously maybe some equipment, things like that. So, but yeah, just gearing up for, again, gearing up for community crossings, as you said, and trying to get as much of that money as we can for our roadways. Doesn't sound like a lot, but it is. It's gonna keep me busy for quite a while, and getting everybody through wintertime safe and things like that on our department, and just keep going.
So. Right.
We had someone call in, and I guess they didn't want to go on the air, so it's hard for me to ask these questions because I'm getting them secondhand. So they wanted to know about some of the potholes on 28 that are below ground. I didn't quite understand that. Oh, below the ground. I don't know. So I'm asking about some of the potholes on 28 for someone else, I guess.
I guess I would try to I need to know a little bit about where they might be, because obviously that was already a completely rebuilt road.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, we did have a meeting with all the contractors, subcontractors, NDOT, different people last week on Thursday, I believe, as a start to kind of make up a list on what we need, what still needs to be done with that large project, and all the powers that be that were there know what those lists are. The mayor and I attended that meeting and things like that. They're one of the things I brought up, I know there was an issue near Tony Theophanis' entry into off of 28 into his business that we brought up. There was there at the jog, there was a good hump, I guess, that was coming off of the jog onto the newly paved road. That was something that they were going to look at, and I believe they already did that. Some things around the bridge, but I'm not sure that I don't see a lot of potholes on 28, I guess, is my
problem. Yeah, and I asked. They didn't say, I don't know which 28 exactly they were referring to as well, so I assumed, like you, that we were talking about West out there in front of the factories and things. But
yeah.
And if they want to call back and ask more a detailed question, they're welcome to 659-3338. So anything else you would like to add for us as we're getting ready to wrap up the year here, and anything else you would like to add?
No, as always say, I appreciate all that you guys do for my department every year. You guys are always open to a quick phone call if I need that during the winter time, or if there's anything emergency that happens within our city that involves the street department. You guys have always been very supportive of my department, my people, and I appreciate that very much. And like I said, we're going to continue to go after all the free money we can go after. From my standpoint, just trying to keep them an eye on annexation and moving forward and seeing what we're going to need for that, because obviously there's going to be a lot of changes for a lot of different departments, as you heard with the fire department, new station, things like that. We need to look at those types of things for my department, a little at a time, obviously, and see what we can do to make sure we're prepared as we possibly can moving into 2020. Five's annexation, but 2024 is going to be a busy year for a lot of people within the city, just with the annexation involved, utilities and myself and all the departments and the mayor, obviously, and the Board of Works and the City Council are going to have decisions to make. And, I know we got a lot of good people. We're going to have a different council coming up in January, a couple different people on the council, and excited to see how that goes. So yeah, there's a lot of things coming up that people are going to have to, really buckle down and take a look at. And, that's an exciting part of my job. It's something I do that changes, my job changes all the time. There's different things I got to get done. When I came in 15, Cindy, to be honest with you, I never wrote a grant in my life. I didn't know what it was, didn't
sure.
know how to do it. And I was kind of pushed into a situation and challenged early on. And it's helped me in my career moving forward. It's helped the city, and I'm looking forward to continuing doing those things. But 2024 is going to be a busy year for the city with everything we have going on.
And just a reminder to folks to do your recycling appropriately, please, and to set it out on the appropriate day. Make it easier for them. And you might give these folks a call with a compliment instead of a question or complaint sometimes. I'm sure occasionally you guys would like to hear some nice stuff, wouldn't you?
That helps. That helps. And while you're on potholes anyway, Cindy, obviously 28 would not be my responsibility anyway, but I'm always willing to help anybody get to the right people. But one of the things I'll be doing here very soon, and usually once the snow breaks the first time, I'll send I've got a night shift of five guys. It'll work 10 to 7. And what we'll be doing is focusing on those types of potholes. So if you see something in the city, what we kind of handle it like brush. Just give us a quick call. Tell us where that hole is. And we normally do pothole covering during the wintertime almost every night on night shift. Obviously not as much traffic out there during the night, so we try to do that. And then also we're going to be doing some upgrades in the shop with some lighting and things like that that needed to be done, just upgraded. But if you have any problem with potholes in the city, which I know they're there, just give us a call during the day. Let us know. We'll put it on a ticket, and then that evening the guys will take care of it. So if there's any problem, that's kind of how that's handled. Just give us a call. You know, don't go on social media and things like that. Just give us a quick call, and we'll make a ticket out of it. We'll take care of it as soon as possible. So that's just wanted to put that out there because obviously that's a, you know, the wintertime is a big season for potholes. So and there's no way around it. We're going to have them, and so we try to hit those during the night shift and keep those guys busy when it's not snowing. And so hopefully they're busy doing potholes a lot. So we aren't plowing snow, but. But, yeah, just handle it that way, and we'll take care of those things as much as possible.
Well, we appreciate all you do for us. Street Superintendent Jason Forsyth, Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas to you and your family, and we'll look forward to having you back again in 2024. And we're here for you. If you need to call in and let us know, we always appreciate hearing from you, honestly. So if you have those times when you need to call in, by all means, give us a call. So yeah. We really appreciate it.
You guys have a great holiday, too.
Thanks. You take care.
Enjoy your family.
Thanks. Right. Merry Christmas.
You too.
You too. Do you ever wonder if Jason Forsyth, when he goes to one of those ice cream places and they have, you know, one of the flavors like chocolate pothole filler or something, do you think he gets a little bitter? Because I would be.
I think that's probably a thankless job. You know, I just feel like people probably don't call them with good news very often. And I'm sure occasionally it'd be nice for somebody just to call up and say, hey, thanks for filling that pothole.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing that. So just when you call, be kind, you know, ask them to do things. They are willing to fill potholes and do some things for us, but just be kind about it. And then just a nice thank you. I'm sure they would love to hear that.
And I'm going to say, just going off of that, and this is something that I've tried to do in my everyday life, but I think especially around the holidays, you should do this to anybody. You go in, the people at Kohl's hold on to something for you, and you go to the desk and you pick it up. Just say, you know what? Thank you so much for your help. Mm-hmm. Do it with your waitresses, your waiters. Do it anybody that you are involved with face-to-face. Government agencies, don't blow them crap at the BMV. Just say, thank you for you guys being so. I've told them when I did a renewal, thank you for being so efficient. This is just a joy. Thank you so much for your taking the time.
Yeah.
Just that. I mean,
and
think of airlines.
Let that spirit carry into 2024.
Please.
Shouldn't just be the holiday spirit at the holidays. Let's try and let that carry into 2024.
Yeah.
So I know it's not always the easiest thing, but we can certainly try.
So I'm just going to say, Cindy, thank you on behalf of Melissa for coming into the breach.
Yeah, and, I don't know if I'll be here tomorrow or not. I don't know how she's feeling, so we'll find out when we see her. I think she said she was actually feeling better, but her voice, she said, still was really.
She says she's feeling like she's enjoying that week of vacation, and I'll see you on Monday.
I'm sure she'll let me know.
Feel better, Melissa. Cindy, thank you so much for the help, and always good to have you in here. So
it's fun.
I'm sure there will be more promos coming out of this. WILO, your home for classic hits on the Party Line. Remember, you can always check it out at HoosierlandTV.com. You can hear the replays at 5 p.m. and midnight right here on WILO. And, of course, we have the five most recent episodes at the Clinton and Boone and Carroll County Daily News.com sites on the Party Line page. Todd Berryman for Cindy Lovelace and the absent Melissa Miller. Take care. We'll see you tomorrow. WILO.
I can't believe it's already time for WILO's 12 Days of Christmas.
That's right.
Children ages 3 through 10 can register to win a new toy from WILO and area merchants.
Kids can register now at one of these great sponsors' locations: Ellis Jewelers, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Wilson's Farm Market, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, the Boys and Girls Club, Skiles Electric, and Holden Pharmacy.
Once they register, kids can listen to Todd Berryman every weekday morning at 7:20, beginning Friday, December 1st, as he announces lucky winners of a new wrapped present through Friday, December 15th.
Then on the 12th day, Monday, December 18th, Todd will announce the winners of a brand new bike from every sponsor's location. Special thanks to Frankfort Walmart for extra ELF support.
It's the WILO 12 Days of Christmas for kids ages 3 through 10 from the station giving Santa a helping hand, WILO.